President Trump signs defense bill creating Space Force. First new military branch since 1947. By Christina Wong on December 20, 2019. Joint Base Andrews, Maryland, flanked by two F-35 fighter jets and in front of a giant American flag. President Trump on Friday signed the 2020 National Defense Authorization Act that officially created the Space Force, the sixth and first new military branch since 1947. For the first time since Truman, we will create a brand new American military service, Trump said. You will witness the birth of the Space Force. That's a big moment and we're all here for it. The creation of the Space Force marked the achievement of one of the president's top national priorities. Space is the world's newest warfighting domain, Trump added. American superiority in space is absolutely vital. The new branch will reside inside the Air Force. The president thanked Vice President Mike Pence for his work in helping to establish the Space Force. He also announced the appointment of Air Force General John J. Raymond as Chief of Space Operations. He will now join the Joint Chiefs, Trump said. To mark the historic moment, the president signed the bill inside a giant aircraft hangar at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, surrounded by an audience of several hundred young service members, Pentagon officials, and other distinguished guests. Also in attendance were about a dozen Republican members of Congress, Reps. Mac Thornberry, TX, Joseph Wilson, SC, Mike Rogers, RL, Michael Turner, O, Michael McCall, TX, Robert Whitman, VA, French Hill, R, Jack Bergman, ME, Matt Gaetz, FL, Greg Pence, N, and Michael Waltz, FL. The military's top civilian and uniformed leaders were all in attendance, as well as United States Trade Representative Ambassador Robert Lighthizer and White House advisor and first daughter Ivanka Trump. First Lady Melania Trump opened the ceremony with remarks, wishing service members and their families a Merry Christmas. One airman told Breitbart News it was a historic moment to witness the creation of the Space Force. The NDAA, a yearly bill that authorizes the Pentagon's budget, also established a 3.1% pay raise for members of the military, the largest pay raise in a decade. The bill also pays for scores of new aircraft, tanks, and ships. It also eliminates the widow's tax for fallen service members and authorizes paid parental leave for federal civilian workers. The bill also allows for members of the military to sue for medical malpractice in cases after 2017. The Senate passed the bill on Thursday, sending it to the president. It authorizes $783 billion for defense spending for fiscal year 2020. The bill was passed on a bipartisan basis, 11-81. With the bill, Trump declared the rejection of American decline. Trump has raised spending for the military to new levels. After a decade of deep cuts under sequestration, he signed a defense bill authorizing $716 billion for the military in 2018 and $700 billion in 2019. Follow Breitbart News at Christina_Wong.